Zerashim Shnei Sheshchayel, part 25. And we're up to the pasuk of Tzofia Halichos Beisa V'lechem Atzlos Loisechel, that she sees the runnings of her house and she does not eat the bread of laziness. And the Zerashim Shnei will now explain it according to the way that we've explained. He's been explaining up till now the thread that he's been spinning. Or the fabric that he's been weaving all along with this particular Eishes Chayil that he's talking about, and he explains the words Tzofia Halichos Beisa, that a person who eats correctly and they nourish their body correctly will be able to have koyach to do the runnings of the household, and therefore. V'lechem atzlos loisechel. She will not deprive herself of bread, of breakfast in the morning, which is pas shachris, which is what gives the koyach for the rest of the day. She will not deprive herself of that bread because that would be giving herself atzlos, giving herself laziness, because then she would not be able to work correctly. She would not have enough koyach to be able to do the things that she plans on doing throughout the day to run her household. Tzofia halichos beisa. Isa v'shulchan aruch, it says in Shulchan aruch, chayshim mishpat simin shid lamed zayin sif yotes. It talks about over there that a worker should not deprive himself of nourishment, because by doing so, he's depriving his boss of getting quality work. So, ein hapoil, a worker, Rishoy is not allowed to, Baharev Lisagif is Atzmai, to fast and to deprive himself, because what he's in essence doing is he's taking away work that would belong to the boss, the one who's paying him for his time. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Isur Perek Zayin, the Demai, it says it in Gemara also. In Mishnayos also, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Lo yachasoich, a person should not hold back, meaning he shouldn't hold back food from eating food. Mipnei shemimat melachto shel bal habayis, because what that will result in is that he will have less work done for his bal habayis, for the person who's paying him. Uperek ches de baba kama, again in Gemara it says, Amrin hashkreim, you should wake up, v'och v'echol, and eat. Why? Because bakayitz in the summer for the heat of the sun to be able to, the body should be able to fight against the heat of the sun. Uvachayrif, and in the winter so the body should be able to keep itself warm and fight against the cold. Va'amri inshi, and people say shitin rehoyati rehut, 60 people can run. If they didn't eat their breakfast, they will not reach a person who has eaten his pas shachris. Ve'eshes chayil, and this lady, this woman of valor, this eshes chayil that we're talking about here, tzoyfe ve'roya kol halichos hamutalos aleha v'beisa. She is looking and she's seeing to make that all of the different things that are incumbent upon her to do so that she could run her house. The Hainu, Kol Tzarchei Beisa, that she is going to make sure that all the needs of the household are taken care of, right? And therefore, V'lech El Mishum Hachi, because of that, V'lechem Atzlos Loisechel, she will not eat the lazy bread, or the bread of laziness. What does that mean? Loihoisa Misatzeles Milechel Shachris, she will not be lazy from eating breakfast, the morning meal, Kidei She'yeh L'Koyach, so that she should have the koyach, the energy, the trayach to expend and to work, ulfakeach behem, and to think. It takes energy to be able to think. A person should be well nourished so he can think straight. Or she, in this case, should think straight. Loisia atzela, and she's not going to be lazy, machmasala chaloshes, and she won't be lazy because she's so weak, because she hasn't eaten. So she makes sure to eat her breakfast so that she should have the energy to run her household. Yashar koach, and have a great day.